Actor reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners from all around the world. Back to reality again. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. Today, I have the honor to be in this episode of Back to Reality. And with me, there are two dear guest speakers, Brother Dawood and Brother Mehdi. Assalamu alaikum, brothers.
Assalamu alaikum. I am Dawood, and I am very happy to be at your service.
Alaikum assalam.
Could you please introduce yourself briefly for me and the listeners?
Hello everyone, I'm Mehdi. I'm here in Qum for the last 6 years studying the seminary.
Thank you. And Brother Dawood?
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
I am Dawood and I have been teaching English for over 25 years and I've got MA in TEFL, teaching English as a foreign language.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to have you both in here. As you know, in the history of human being, we had the story of slavery of some special races. And after time, we got to this point that we are human beings and we have all the same value. But it was all in the appearance of the issue in the story. The deep root of the story is something else. And the dark fact that we are still enslaved by many things, especially technology in this modern world. So I think we are all slaves in our own special ways and in our own special masters. The question I want to ask you is that do you define yourself as a slave to a thing or a person in your life?
Sometimes I'm not aware of being enslaved by something.
Yeah.
Perhaps it is a thought. What does it mean, the practice of holding another? In a literal term, yeah, slavery means the practice of holding another human being under someone else's control or someone else's power. And I am forced to work for someone without any payment, without any income. It happens to me that I am enslaved by a certain level of thought. This could be obsessive thinking. There is an idea inside. I'm preoccupied and I'm not able to navigate my thinking.
And you're overthinking.
Toward the right way. And perhaps I am preoccupied for an hour, dead to the world, unable to grasp the reality of the situation. And it will happen for quite a long time. And this is exactly something that is inside me that I was not able to actually to control, to grasp the control of. And this is a level of being enslaved by certain feelings, certain ideas, certain...
And thinking.
Thinking.
How about you?
Right, so the things that you mentioned right now, I'm going to address that too. But first, I'm talking about systematic slavery.
Yeah.
Physical slavery with shackles and prisons and, you know, segregation and stuff like that. Yeah, it doesn't exist anymore. At least not in a world that can be observed openly. There are certain countries, if we go and research, apparently there is still slave trade over there. The world needs to stand up against that. However, systematic slavery, it does exist. You mentioned, Brother Dawood, that slavery is, for example, you know, you work for someone, right, without a form of payment, you know, and that person is your master. That working for someone could be physical, could be being part of a system that supports
agendas
of another group of people, which could be called the unseen elite in the world today, right? If we are bound by a system that we do not want to remain in, right? There are two things. Some people will be like, you have to be disciplined. You might not like what you do, but you have to have discipline in the world to progress. Yeah, that's completely different. But being bound in a system that's even morally wrong only for the reason or the pleasure or for the promotion of an agenda of a certain elite is obviously, yeah, of course, it is systematic slavery. What you pointed towards was something that is more individual. You know, it's got to do with ourselves, our inner selves, you know. And there's a verse of the Quran is actually very beautiful that defines, there's this fancy word for it. You must know, this dissects. It dissects this a phenomenon within the human being, which is, the word is, the verse says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, ضرب الله مثلا رجلا فيه شركاء متشاكسون ورجلا سلما لرجل هل يستويان مثلا. Allah sets forth an example, I don't know if I've mentioned, I have a feeling that I've mentioned it over here. Now Allah sets forth an example of a person. فيه شركاء متشاكسون. There are multiple masters of that one person, and these two masters are opposing each other. They do not have a unified opinion as in how to use this person. وَرَجُلًا سَلَمًا لِرَجُلٍ. And there's another person who is slaved, or you know, his master is another single person. There's one person who's got a single master, and then there's another person who's got multiple masters.
Yeah.
Right? هَلْ يَسْتَوِيَانِ مَثَلًا. Are these people equal? No.
No, of course. They're not.
They're not. Exactly what we are talking about right over here when you talked about being a slave within yourself. If I'm a slave to my anger, if I'm a slave to my, you know, pleasure of the world, if I'm a slave to...
greed.
You know, greed. All these things, you know. These two things can never be in perfect alignment, right? You know, for example, I want to have a lot of wealth. Right now I don't, but I simultaneously I want to be able to spend. You know, I want to be extravagant. So these two things do not go in. I want to have a very peaceful environment at my home, within my house. However, I want to be dominant and I want to scream around. That doesn't work, right? You won't have peace at home if you keep on expressing your anger and not controlling your anger, right? So... these things, following your anger, following your greed, following your everything, these are different masters.
Yeah.
Right?
Of course.
So you're bound with different masters. So you're completely destroyed or...
Beautifully imprisoned.
Right, exactly. Unless you have one single master and you follow that, which is, of course, the Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's given us guidelines in Islam.
Which is Islam, yeah.
Yeah, and... if you follow those and ignore these little masters that we have within ourselves trying to overcome us, then of course, that's liberty and freedom from the slavery that we have within ourselves.
Really beautiful that I didn't want to interrupt you, despite the fact that I'm enslaved by the limited time of this studio. Mm. So let's go for a short break, then we're going to come back again.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We're talking about this issue of slavery in the modern world. And up to here, we talked about this inner enslavement that we feel we are enslaved by all the emotions, all the wants and needs that we feel in ourselves. And Brother Mehdi mentioned something really beautiful, that when you are enslaved by many masters, like your greed, like your whatever, in this world, you will just lost away. And you have to do something about it. And this one thing that you have to do is just finding one master, which is Allah Almighty and His guidelines. And another thing which I want to mention is about the slavery of modern world and technology. You know, in everyday life, we are going through Instagram, Telegram, and wherever they try to just put and fill ourselves with their nutrients. You know, they want to change the way we see the world in their own way.
Who?
who the technology, the modern world, and this social media, and the people behind these social medias that they are working and their benefits, you know? And no matter how strong we think we believe in Allah Almighty and Islam, but still there are these dangers and risks when we go through these social medias. What are your ways and your opinion about this modern enslavement and slavery?
We will have to avoid the systematic slavery, as you have already mentioned. If we are, according to my brother Mehdi's mentioned, we are bound to a system, we are feeling inculcated within a system, and we are assuming that something is absolutely true. We have already admitted it. You know, this, let me tell you a short story about the real time of slavery back in the United States in 16th century. Slavery started in the United States in 16th century. At that time, it was very much in common. There was a black woman who was very much active in freeing or making some slaves, enabling some slaves to escape from that situation. Her name was Harriet. She had a clandestine movement to let the prisoners or slaves get away from their farms. And once they were, someone asked her, what was the hardest part of your job to free or to let the slaves escape? And she was contemplating for a quiet time to answer this question. And she said, the hardest part of my job is to make the slave or to persuade the slave to believe that he is a slave and to give him the choice to free himself from the slavery. Yeah. It was very hard to persuade the slave to tell him, you were born free as a free creature of God.
Like he had given up and he'd submitted to the
But
thing.
He had already admitted a systematic slavery. So probably we are in the slave of social media. We feel like our time should be consumed by surfing through different social medias, like some examples, WhatsApp, Instagram, or other stuff you have already mentioned. And they are consuming part of our life every day. And unfortunately, sometimes a big chunk of our life was consumed. If we are looking it from a larger scale, we can see that unfortunately we have lost, and we will have to remain accountable for this large amount of time to be, let's say, enslaved by the social media. Yeah, this is something called systematic slavery. But again, it goes back to toward inside us. As my friend Mehdi, brother Mehdi mentioned, we may have one true slave, a literal slave can have one master, but sometimes we have several masters inside of, and these masters do not let us to break the shackle of slavery and to get away from these things that actually
are limited.
Limited us, you are. Yeah, you're right.
Thank you for elaborations. But, you know, I think you mentioned something really beautiful, that at first we have to understand, appreciate this fact that we are free human beings. And then the next step is that, so if we feel like we're enslaved by many factors, we have to admit them and we have to free ourselves. And in this world, being free is kind of, I don't know, I think blessing, which not all the people are provided by that. And dear listeners, I wish you all find your own perfect and merciful master, which is Allah Almighty. And I leave you to the warm embrace of this beautiful leader of all the time. Thank you for listening to us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah. يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمار عزك
يا الله
يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمار عزك لتصي دليلتك وانسكت